When and if I eventually ever get home, I think I will leave out some of my experiences at Gutsy. This is because it usually just leads to further more questions and will confuse people, just as much as it confuses me. Another long and uneventful day started off for me at what seemed around 6 a.m. one morning. The air was cool as I felt it blowing slightly through my hair, the best feeling I've had in a while. Even just the slightest bit of wind seemed like a hurricane to me, but a good one. Not destructive nor dreadful, but comforting. Although this was a beautiful feeling, nothing could prepare me for the exhausting heat I would suffer from throughout the day. I had noticed that as the day continued, I had not yet seen or heard from Richard Parker. Not that he said much, but his presence still never came across me. For me to crawl and peek underneath the tarpaulin was quite a risk, but I felt I had nothing left to lose. I carefully lifted the tarpaulin to see if he was under it, but he was nowhere to be found. I looked up to browse the ocean. The water was still, and there was no indication of Richard Parker anywhere. I didn't think it was possible for a Bengal tiger to perhaps go missing in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, but my thinking was wrong. I could not imagine that he would jump off the boat, but after all, tigers can swim. I right away felt lonely and vulnerable. I assumed that this must have happened overnight, for as my sleep had blinded me from my awareness. As there was nowhere else to look, and nowhere to go, I decided to just lay down and think. The sun, never fading, even just the slightest bit, beat down on me for hours on end. As I laid there, I thought much of Richard Parker. I thought that if he did jump, perhaps I should follow him down to the bottom of the ocean. I once again questioned God's length of path for me. Maybe the disappearance of the one thing that kept me going was a sign. After contemplating for a while, I couldn't find the strength within me to jump off the boat. The sunset started to take over the sky, but at this point, sleep was the last thing on my mind. My main focus was escaping the feeling of loneliness Richard Parker had left upon me. To my surprise, I sensed the feeling of pain. As numb to the feeling of loss I was at this point, Richard Parker was able to fill the last gap I was able to spare for myself. Although living in constant fear that one day Richard would eat me alive, he kept me going. He was the only source of sanity I had left. Although quiet, I could not be more thankful that he was traveling on this lifeboat with me. Even though we seemed worlds apart, we had many things in common. We are both silent, but brave, both dependent on one another, and wouldn't be able to survive without another. As my eyelids felt heavy, I could not keep them open any longer. The heat of the day had drained me. I closed my eyes and saw pictures of Richard Parker, visions of him jumping in the water, and visions of back home, where I wished more than anything I could be. I felt paralyzed, as I had truly lost everything. When I awoke in the next day, I was extremely tired, but the bright sun kept me from sleeping any further, as it did every day. I bent over the lifeboat to skim my hand through the still water. Touching my face, I felt some relief from the sun. Sitting there, with no thoughts left to go through my head, I thought that today was the day I would die. God clearly put this challenge in my pathway as a sign that it would be my last. There's only so much one can handle, especially alone. I could feel it in my body, weak and skinny I laid there. I suddenly heard a noise coming from underneath the tarpaulin. I thought to myself, come on, Pi, stop imagining things. I heard it again. It almost sounded like claws hitting the ground from walking. Right away, I thought of Richard Parker. Wow, I really am going crazy, I said to myself. Peeking from underneath the tarpaulin was a black, wet nose, one that definitely didn't belong to a human. I scrambled onto my feet to see what it was. I then said, Richard Parker, is that you? No response. I quickly turned away in disbelief, looking back one last time to check if he was there. He slowly crawled from underneath the blue tarpaulin. I was astonished to finally see him again. It is you, I screamed. A wave of relief crossed through me. I was not alone. I bombarded him with questions. Where have you been? What happened? How did you get back to the boat? I stopped as if I was waiting for him to reply. Oh, Richard Parker, if only you could talk. I stopped questioning and started praying. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, I said. We both just sat there and stared at each other for a moment. I examined him to see if I could find any clues as to where he had gone. None. But there were none. He was not wet or scratched nor burned. He still looked skinny and weak, as I do.
This means that Richard Parker got back long enough ago for his fur to completely dry, or he was never in the water at all. None of this made sense to me. Not that lately really anything has. That night I went to lay my head down, but before I did, I looked over to Richard Parker and thanked him for coming back.
Although he couldn't physically respond, a smirk came upon his face. I could tell that he understood.
The next morning, I woke up and felt a bit better than I usually would have. I'm not exactly sure why, but I'm not complaining. I sat up and looked around, expecting to see the same thing as I do every day, still water. But this morning I saw something I haven't seen in a long time. Green trees and beige land. I thought that I must still be dreaming, but there's no way. But then again, maybe there is a way. We seem to be getting closer and closer to this island? After weeks and months of traveling on the blue ocean, to even see a different color scheme brought tears to my eyes. The thought of not having Richard Parker with me at this time scared me. Who knows what dangers this journey would bring? The feeling of relief overwhelmed me, and I wanted more than anything for Richard Parker to feel this too. We both deserved to feel a sense of security. We would protect each other when we arrived at our new destination. The future for us looked heavenly. I thanked God the moment we arrived at that island.